Right, to much fanfare, the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, PRASA, has relaunched long-distance trains, allowing for a resumption of the mainline service between Gauteng and the Eastern Cape, as well as the service on the suburban Mabopane corridor from Pretoria. Now, last week, I cynically asked the question, is there any track left? Well, the more than 600 commuters who were left stranded in the middle of nowhere, in some cases for hours on end before services resumed, will maybe tell you that maybe someone else should have asked that same question. In the end, with no flushing toilets on coaches, no food, no running water, some had to be ferried by buses to their final destinations. And what happened yesterday? Those brand new coaches collided in Pretoria. We spoke to him in December, you may remember. Financial Mail contributing editor and railway expert David Williams joins us now on the line. David, thank you once again for chatting to us. You pretty much told us when we spoke to you in December that our railway network is near the point of being written off. Clearly, Figile Mbalula doesn't share that view.
That's right, Bongani. Good morning. I think what's happened here is a well-intentioned, in some ways, attempt to get services running again. You mentioned, let's talk firstly about the long-distance trains, Shosholoza Mail, they call it. It used to be a very busy service. It hasn't functioned at all for 2 years. Now, they got this Eastern Cape link going again, but clearly it was a disastrous attempt. As you said, buses hired, no food, no water. Now, the PRASA Mainline Passenger Services Division, which runs those trains, or used to, they actually warned against the resumption of service because they said they weren't ready. The infrastructure wasn't ready. The cabling was still an issue. And I think what's happened here, I mean, this is the kind of conclusion one is driven to, is that Minister Fikile Mbalula has been putting pressure on PRASA to be seen to be doing something to restore the network. And then, of course, the suburban trains circulating on social media. There's this picture of a locomotive which has collided with another train. This is the Mabopane corridor, which is an important one out of Pretoria. It's only one of more than 30 suburban services in the country. So it's hardly a major restoration of the service. And it appears that they've already had a crash on that line, which only started a few days ago. We don't know how many passengers are actually on these trains after 2 years of no service. And again, one suspects political pressure, which must be hard for the executives to resist. Bongani, it reminds me of 2010 when Malusi Gigaba was Minister of Public Enterprises and he insisted to Eskom, because of the World Cup coming up, the Soccer World Cup, the lights must stay on at any cost to avoid any embarrassment going into the World Cup. That's why we've still got load shedding, because maintenance wasn't done. I think this is a well-intentioned but clearly largely a failed attempt to get services going again on a very limited basis.
David, someone might say that you're perhaps being generous there because, as you know, with these kinds of things in South Africa, you've also got to look at the money, right? Follow the money. We know the axed CEO, Zolani Matthews, was almost forced in, if you remember, when he was hired, despite objections over his age. Clearly, at that time, it seemed this was the man Mbalula wanted. And then his sudden dismissal over that dual citizenship issue, which would hardly have been a secret. And then days later, we are told, a multi-million rand contract with an unnamed company to lease locomotives to run on tracks that, as you say, there were warnings were not ready because of the damage that has occurred.
That's right. Now, we haven't heard any more about the Matthews issue. This dual citizenship, really, on the face of it, seems a very strange reason to dismiss someone. And one has to ask now, the locomotives, that's an issue because the Shosholoza Mail Long Distance Passenger Service Division, all their trains run on Transnet tracks. Some of the suburban tracks are PRASA's, but all the mainline services are Transnet. So there's a clash between these two organizations. There are inefficiencies in the way they operate with each other, and one of the issues is locomotives. So it's Transnet's locomotives that draw the passenger trains, and of course Transnet Freight Rail's priority is freight. Before they were split, they had to do both. Now Transnet, in a sense, structurally doesn't care about passenger trains, And Prasa has to beg for locomotives.
I accept the distinction. The Sunday Times of the weekend saying, in fact, Prasa blames Transnet. But even if that is so, surely that's precisely why you would check if there's enough track for your locomotives to run on.
Well, we saw in that Sunday Times story, and none of it's been denied by Prasa and Transnet, as far as I can see. We had stories of locomotives running into hanging cables, which still hadn't been repaired on the railway. So now the railway safety regulator will have to get involved here. They were the ones who suspended the mainline passenger service 2 years ago. It wasn't COVID that stopped the mainline passenger service. That's a convenient excuse. Before COVID in March in 2020, the mainline passenger services were suspended because the railway safety regulator said they weren't operating safely. The evidence now on the suburban line, a collision on the Mabopane, and these are new trains, very smart trains. There's a collision involved there, it seems. And then on the main lines, we've got locomotives running into cables, track not there, stations not serviced, coaches have no facilities on them. I mean, it's actually unhygienic to send people on a long-distance train with no running water, no toilets, no food. So, I mean, clearly they weren't ready. Why was this forced?
You have to wonder. David Williams, appreciate your time. Financial Mail contributing editor and railway expert.